94.9 The Bridge. I'm Rachel, and I have Juliet Moore. Julia is a general surgeon at CMH. Julia, thanks for joining me today.
Of course. Happy to talk to you, Rachel.
So how long have you been at CMH for?
I am going on 5 years as of this coming February. So it's been a good 5 years.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And are you from the area? Are you from North Coast or...
Yeah, well, so I'm actually from Fairbanks, Alaska.
Nice.
Small town, not as small as Astoria, but definitely more remote. But yeah, that's one of the things that I love about Astoria. I really love the small town environment and community.
Agreed, me too. So what brought you to Astoria? Was it CMH, to come work for CMH?
Yeah, it was CMH and also the desire to practice in a small town. You know, I've done my training in Chicago and Los Angeles, so I've definitely lived and worked in large facilities and large towns, but it's really just hard to beat the small town environment. It all comes down to the community for me. And I find that the community that we have here in Astoria is very similar to the community that I grew up in, which I really love being a part of and getting to take care of.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about your job? So as a general surgeon at CMH, what does it look like a regular day? What does all that entail for you?
Yeah, we tend to wear a lot of hats around here, which is kind of the nature of the beast when it comes to practicing in a smaller town environment.
Mm-hmm.
I have my kind of clinic and outpatient aspect of my practice. And then I have my clinic and outpatient aspect of my job. And then have my, intraoperative OR aspect of my job. And then in addition to that, we do call, inpatient work, and that also includes trauma. So those are kind of the various hats that we tend to wear. Day to day, we have somewhat of a schedule that can be disrupted at any moment. Something critical comes in the emergency room that we have to take care of, or a bad trauma comes in. Sometimes we have to delegate ourselves and our services where they're needed most.
What is the best part, your favorite part of the job? Is it working with the patients? Is it being involved, in other aspects of it? Tell us a little bit about what you like about it.
The surgical care of patients is something that I really love. The fact that I get to have a problem and get to go in and fix this problem and really help people in a really physical way, I find very satisfying.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, I really love interacting with my patients, on a one-on-one basis, getting to know them, getting to take care of them, getting to hear about their concerns and their questions, and, getting to know them and sometimes their family members, their friends. It's just so sad. I find it the highest compliment when I see someone and they tell me, you took care of my neighbor and they sent me to you. Oh, you took care of my sister and they sent me to you. And so it's like, okay, I'm doing something right. That's
awesome.
Yeah. So, when I approach a patient, it's really approaching them as a whole person and treating them as a whole person and not just a diagnosis or a disease process. Someone is more than their breast cancer diagnosis. Someone is more than their need for a screening colonoscopy. And so really treating them as a whole person and respecting and acknowledging them as a whole person, I think, really helps with creating that safe space.
Yeah.
Also recognizing that at the end of the day, we're all just people, with different backgrounds, different experiences, different knowledge bases and different skill sets. My knowledge base and skill set is of the surgical care of the human body. It's knowledge and information and skills that I really love providing to the patients and discussing with them as well. I find that, empowering the patient with information and ensuring that they understand that they are the ones in control of the situation and the care that they receive really helps them in this whole process. Not just acknowledging that these things can be scary, these things can be painful, can be very, anxiety provoking.
Mm-hmm.
But, reassuring them that, this is something that, I've either done before, dealt with before, I'm very experienced of, or I'm willing to tackle right there with them.
Mm-hmm.
That we're in this together, but ultimately it's them that are calling the shots. I'm never going to do anything without their consent, even down to examination of the patient. it's all about consent and empowering them as a person.
Well, I appreciate Definitely. That. And I'm sure our listeners yeah. do too.
Good. Yeah. And it's very much a team effort, you know, mm-hmm. Very often, you know, I get positive feedback from patients and they're not just complimenting me, and nor should they. They also recognize that every single person that was involved in their care. And I think that's the thing that I'm the most proud about, the care that we provide here at CMH. I keep hearing over and over again how, you know, everyone from the person that welcomes them when they walk in the door to, you know, the front desk person in my office, my office assistants, my pre-op nurses, all the staff in the OR, and all the people in recovery, every single person is, you know, friendly, but and compassionate and professional and good at their jobs. So I'm really proud at the truly excellent care that we're able to provide this community.
Yeah. And we thank you for everything that you do. Thank you so much. Dr. Moore, thanks for joining us. It was great talking to you.
Will do. We'll try our best.